I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. New York's primary could be a make-it-or-break-it state for Bernie Sanders' Democratic presidential campaign. The data journalism site 538 puts Hillary Clinton's chances of winning New York at 98%. But in rural districts in upstate New York, many voters are feeling the burn. VPR's Annie Russell crossed Lake Champlain to talk with some of Sanders' supporters in the Empire State.
At Trinity Park in Plattsburgh, New York, this past Saturday, a large crowd gathered for a Bernie Sanders rally.
Bernie Sanders has our back! We don't need no super PAC!
Wendy Bridges was one of the supporters. She says the event felt more like a celebration than a political rally.
Bernie people are really different people. They're very friendly, very nice, caring individuals. And when you get them all together, there's just like a very spiritual feeling.
And organizers for Sanders were hoping for a large turnout. Hundreds marched through the streets of Plattsburgh, the city where just a day earlier, Republican candidate Donald Trump brought out hundreds of his supporters. Trump spoke at an indoor soccer field Friday afternoon. A small group protested outside. Marty Martin is a volunteer with Bernie's campaign in upstate New York. She says Sanders volunteers encouraged supporters to come out for this event rather than protest Trump.
We just decided up front that we were going to focus on the positive and work to having people show up for today.
Martin is one of several Sanders organizers working in Plattsburgh. At the Coffee Cat Espresso Bar last week, campaign organizers did media interviews and met with volunteers in the back room of the cafe behind sliding glass doors. The coffee shop has become a de facto campaign office where supporters can pick up lawn signs and plan rallies like the one held on Saturday. Adam Gillette is a full-time volunteer with the Sanders campaign in upstate New York.
Just this past weekend, we covered over 1,600 doors just on Saturday and Sunday in Plattsburgh. This Saturday, we had, I think, 92 volunteers show up.
New York is a closed primary, so only registered Democrats have the opportunity to vote in that party's primary. Gillette himself was a registered independent, but switched his party last September so he could vote for Sanders. But the deadline to register or change party affiliation was October 9th of last year. So Gillette says he worries that some New York independents missed the boat.
All the people in New York that didn't know about Bernie, like, they didn't even know about that deadline. They didn't know who Bernie was. So all the independents, you know, got locked out and they didn't even have a chance to hear him in a debate yet.
The first Democratic debate took place October 13th of 2015, 4 days after the deadline to register. But Sanders may still do very well in upstate New York. Gerald Benjamin is a political science professor at the State University of New York at New Paltz. He says if voting patterns follow the most recent gubernatorial race in New York, Sanders stands to pick up some delegates upstate.
There was enormous enthusiasm for a candidate to the left of Governor Cuomo among Democrats. That was Zephyr Teachout. And if that persists, then Sanders might do well because of the ideological predisposition of the activist voters.
But Clinton still leads by a comfortable margin in the delegate-rich downstate area, which includes New York City and its suburbs. Sanders volunteer Adam Gillette says if Sanders doesn't end up as the Democratic nominee, some of his supporters will be undecided.
I can't talk for every Bernie supporter that, you know, is going to write him in or might vote Green Party. I'm sure there's, you know, just as many, if not more, who might vote for Hillary. And I feel like a lot of people are still undecided on that, of what to do, and will, you know, go off of how the DNC treats, you know, Bernie and his supporters the rest of the way.
Both campaigns see New York as a must-win state. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.